Hi, I'm Easter. Physically present.
I'll ask him.
I'm on.
They. You're up and running.
Hi, Andy. I'm here.
I'm good, Dan. How are you doing?
Good.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming.
The meeting of the Bisbee Airport Advisory Commission called to order at, what time is it? I can't see it.
5:53.
Roll call. Chuck Perry, excused. Richard Soto is absent. Eric Farner. Raymond Fraze. Liam Crowe.
Here.
Dan Callahan and Marilyn Seabold. Staff Andy Horadic. Airport Manager Mike Turan and Council Liaison Councilwoman Joan Hanson. Any call to the public? We didn't have any minutes. Report of the Airport Manager Mike Turan.
Okay. Fuel sales. For the month of January, we had 11 sales. We sold 227.27 gallons at $4.67 a gallon for a batch total of $1,061.36. We had a visitor count of 6. For the month of February, we had 11 sales. We sold 218.04 gallons at $4.67 a gallon for a batch total of $1,018.24. Had a visitor count of 5. For the month of March, we had 10 sales. We sold 171.88 gallons at $4.67 a gallon for a batch total of $802.68. Had a visitor count of 5. For the month of April, we had 7 sales. We sold 142.93 gallons at $4.67 a gallon for a batch total of $667.48. Had a visitor count of 4. Right now, we currently have 625 gallons on site, and I believe we just ordered 4,000 gallons today.
Yep.
Okay.
Ordered how much?
4,000 gallons.
That's a minimum.
Okay, we currently have the, well, in 2 days, the old hangar will be ready for rental again. I'll have it ready. If we're gonna, the old hangar, it's gonna take me a couple of days to clean it out and stuff.
What's in it, Mike?
There's just,
Just junk, right?
Junk stuff that the guy left behind. I'm gonna sweep it and make sure all the doors are good to go. I've been waiting for Nate, tried to make contact with Nadine Davis about her box there, her rental box. I'm gonna give Andy her email too, so we'll find out when she's coming for it.
For that big storage?
Yeah. Yep. She said she had, last time I talked to her, she said she was coming in spring to get it, but she hasn't, so.
Mike, that was 2 springs ago, wasn't it?
No, this is spring this time.
Was it just this spring? Okay, okay.
She sent me a card and said she's coming this spring.
All right. I thought the creek just rose a little too high and she couldn't get across it to get here.
June? Okay, well, there you go.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Next month, okay.
Okay. Good. I had to replace the check valve on the water pumping system, and I also installed a shut-off valve on the tank as well. I want to mention that the cracking on the pavement on the taxiway on the southwest end, it's real bad. It's barely holding on together. I mean, the grass is pretty much holding it together. So I don't know what we're gonna do about that. I currently have 2 wind socks. They're ready to be installed. It was a little windy today to do that, so I'll take care of that as well. The new blades on the John Deere work really well. And I do need to order some backup parts for the lighting system. Andy, I don't have any more. Is there, we have to look at budget or something at that, at this point?
No, probably not till after. Just, Email me tomorrow with what your costs are, Mike.
Okay.
And I'll look and see what we got left in there.
Yeah, I just need to get an extra beacon light and bulbs and all the basic stuff.
Just let me know what they cost and I'll look at it for you.
Okay, sounds good. And that's all I got.
Does anybody have any questions of Mike? I had one, but I lost it.
Uh-oh.
Cheryl has a question, I think, but she's not allowed to talk about it. Okay. Report of the Public Works Director.
Mel, I'm not sure that I have anything to report.
You don't have anything to report?
Not really. We ordered fuel, which Mike let you know about. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't really think I have anything to report.
Well, but you're going to go to the FAA now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do have our meeting with the FAA. And then, Cheryl, I don't know that they will let... They're a very closed group, and they're not really very cooperative. I will ask if you can come as an operator at the airport, and whatever they say, then we'll do. But I'll ask. Okay, all right, yeah.
Do you have a date yet, or just you?
I do.
Okay.
Can't tell you when it is, but I know it's in June.
Okay.
And I'll let you know. Okay. Little booster seat, Mike. Maybe.
Feel like a little kid, don't you, Andy? New business. Discussion and possible recommendation to the mayor and council for the Airport Advisory Commission to effectuate an agreement between the City of Bisbee and a third party, not limited to the Friends of the Bisbee Airport, to take over the day-to-day management of the Bisbee Municipal Airport. Discussion?
I did talk with the city manager. We were in a budget process, some budget meetings today, and he did inform me that I could come forward and say that the city would still be responsible for all the grant matches that go forward to the FAA.
Okay.
And I believe those matches are going to be somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000 coming up the next couple of years.
Well, we would have to do that in order for them to get the grants from FAA anyway, wouldn't we?
Well, you know, I think that what he's looking at is that that's going to be one of the biggest single costs they would have operating the airport. And so that's the part the city should still help come up with.
But I thought there was also a stipulation that it had to be a city airport for FAA.
It probably does. You know, we could take the money from anybody to open it. But anyway, he's suggesting that that's what we budget for, is to always be the one who takes care of making sure that grant money gets paid to the FAA.
Good.
So... He did talk about that today, and I'm not saying there's less or more, but that's what we talked about today.
Is the next thing still the Pappy lights or something else?
No, it would be the fuel farm.
Oh, fuel farm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Marilyn, we had talked and we thought, well, we like the Pappy lights, but we are an unmanned airport that Dan asked me to send out a memo to the FAA, which I did. I'm waiting for their response. But we really thought that the fuel was key to moving the airport forward.
Oh, I think it's more important than the Pappy lights,
okay.
That's for sure.
So that's what we are up for in our next round of funding, which will not be this year. We will be able to apply for that funding next year. And then, as you know, you go about 8 months into the following year before they start doing their awards. So we're all this year, almost 2 years out before it all comes to fruition.
So as far as the discussion and possible recommendation, do we necessarily have to go over everything item by item right now, or just say,
you do not.
Yes, it's a great idea?
Yeah, that's really all you have to do.
Because yes,
you'll be working with the city or whoever to come up with a plan, because you'll be partnering.
Okay.
That's one option.
Yeah.
But you'll just have to figure out which option you want.
Okay.
We did the agendas this way so that we could technically and legally move forward with the next step. So once you adopt this and you say, yes, we'll do this, then it's time for us to start setting up our work sessions and figuring out what that's going to look like.
Okay.
Because you can call work sessions or special meetings outside of your quarterly meetings. Or monthly
and
meetings.
We were, and it's worded that way to give you the option to explore any possibilities that are out there. So it's not restricted just to one solution.
Okay, but if we just, the people who are thinking about doing the Friends thing, they can meet anytime they want.
They can.
Correct.
That's absolutely right.
So.
So does some, right now, somebody other than Marilyn needs to say, let's proceed?
I make a motion.
Did you make, yeah, somebody needs to make a motion, yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion. Is that all right?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we recommend to the mayor and council for the Airport Advisory Commission to effectuate an agreement between the City of Bisbee and a third party not limited to the Friends of the Bisbee Airport to take over the day-to-day management of the Bisbee Municipal Airport.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yay.
And it is adopted? Yeah, that was perfect. Any comments by commission members? Any comments for other things?
I should have asked this during the airport manager portion, but...
You're new.
I am new, so throw me a bone here. What is the current situation with regard to FOD on the airfield? Because that's been a discussion that I've heard. And when I've been out to the airfield, there seems to be quite a bit on the parking ramp and the taxiway, sorry.
Well, we do have a sweeper that I need to take back down there, and as soon as I get it back down there, I'll run that over.
We do have a sweeper?
Yes.
You have a broom?
Andy, did Bill Miller send you the, what they cost?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, and Mike and I looked at it.
Is it a...
Mike thinks it'll work.
Oh, it's really a good thing.
Well, I'm willing to buy one.
Wow.
And I want to, because I want to use it for my place, because I don't like going out there with a doggone broom.
Yeah, it definitely will pick up.
So we need to just, I don't want the great big wide one, just the eight, what is it, 8 foot? Did you want the big wide one? Is that what you were going to do? But anything, because that would hook onto my pickup truck, right?
Yep, you'd have to pull it. That's the only downside of it, is you pull it, but...
Well, no, that's not a downside. That's much easier than doing that sweeper. You know.
Sweeper does a pretty good job.
But doesn't it take longer than the FOD thing, like going back to...
No, well, depends on who's running it.
Okay.
If we can get Rudy on it, it'll go pretty quick. It's just, I'm having a hard time getting him on it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to buy one for me.
Oh, they're nice.
No doubt.
So there are a couple different kinds of FOD masters or something, so. And now that I'm truly by myself, I need something, because...
Well, I'm here to help you.
Couldn't have Milt out there anyway with a broom, so. Okay, is there anything else? Okay, then there's nothing else to come before this meeting. I declare it adjourned, and the time is 6:09.
Shortest meeting in history.
This ordinance?
It would have been even shorter if you'd been here.
Yeah, we have been home already, eating dinner.
I think that is probably the shortest meeting that I have been to since I have been on the council.
Because I can read quick.